Good morning. Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. It is a Saturday morning. Those in the north are still battling thunderstorms. Those on the south side of DFW, we are enjoying the drying out phase. We are here to share with you all the things about mortgage right now. If you're just waking up, if you want to hear about what you can do with your mortgage, mortgage rates still at all-time lows. You have a great opportunity to refinance right now, get cash out of your house. Our home purchases at TexasLending.com are back to 100% capacity or 100% of normal flow. Lots of good things happening at TexasLending.com with some of the, if not the lowest, refinance rates in Texas. Make sure you call us today. Make sure you text us today. More importantly, the text line, before we get finding out who's on the air with us today, the text line is 972-387-4600. Start those texts up. We'll start answering your questions on whether you should refinance, whether you can refinance, what your options are. I am joined today by, a motley crew. And one of the motley folks is Tress Collins. Hi, Tress.
Hey, I don't think I've ever been called motley.
Yeah, you know what? Mm. Are you impressed?
It's a pretty good band. I mean,
It was a good band, but yeah, okay.
And of course, back in town after his
hiatus
stint in Florida last week, inappropriate Uncle Bubba. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Fantastic. I'm ready for a nice
week. Looks like you got a haircut.
Yeah, I did get a haircut. Yeah.
How can you tell he's wearing a hat?
Well, the hair used to be sticking out the sign
like you
had clown hair.
You guys, okay.
Whatever. Now he doesn't have clown hair. See, he actually looks appropriate kind of today, which is kind of weird.
Did you get your haircut yet?
No.
I gave you the number of that gal.
She cut
my hair great.
Nope.
My haircut last weekend.
Yeah, congratulations all to getting haircuts.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We are here talking about your home loan. We have questions to answer. We want to answer your question about whether it's time for you to refinance. Rates, again, you've seen your 15 years in the mid twos. Your 30-year refinance rates are in the upper twos to low threes, depending on your loan size, credit score, what you're trying to do with it. I saw a 2.875 30-year fix without a point the other day.
I locked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, on a 30-year fix in the high.
Sure as did.
Now,
the guy I've been talking to since November.
And he's been waiting.
Said, yeah, waiting and waiting. He says, when it's 2.875, I'll lock it. Guess what? We locked it.
Well, the rates are moving every day, and everyone has a different situation. And everyone's going to have a different APR.
It is a big loan, so.
Make sure that you call us, though, and text us to find out whether it's time for you to refinance. I was talking to some guys the other day, and he goes, yeah. He says, I got this great quote on my 30-year fix the other day at 3.75. He says, is that an investment property? He goes, no. Mm-hmm. I go, are you getting cash out or something? He goes, no. Yeah. Are you doing zero closing costs? He goes, no. I go, you guys, someone quoted you 3.75 on a 30-year fix? We're at like 2.875, man.
Yeah.
He's like, what? I said, you need to call inappropriate Uncle Bubba. I gave him your number.
So, right?
So, yeah, it's crazy out there, and it's happening now. Make sure you lock in because, hey, you have who knows what happens after this election, right?
Well, last election.
I know. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to get political. I'm just going to say that things don't seem to be being dealt with in logical fashions these days. So make sure you call TexasLending.com to get your refinance done before rates go up. Tress.
Kevin.
What's happening over there? What's happened? What happened during your week?
Gosh, you know, I had a lot happen during my week. I think one of the best things is like all of my kids came over one night totally by accident, and we had to get dinner on the fly, but we had a great time. We all sat around the table talking and laughing, stayed up way too late, and that was just really, really nice, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are the grandbabies, Uncle Bubba?
Oh, man, they're awesome. They were all over the house swimming yesterday, and they already jumped in the pool. Little Hayes had his little what do you call those little
floaties?
Things? Floaties on, and it's good to see him getting in the water.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want grandbabies. My kids are taking forever to have kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I don't know how to do about that, Tress.
How about your dogs? How are your dogs doing?
My dogs
Tucker,
are the happiest dogs.
Tucker and Champ or whatever.
Yeah, the best dogs in the world. They're having a good old time, keeping each other.
Are you walking them?
You know, when I walk them a lot, I got to say this. Dogs, what a life it is to be a dog. They are so happy to be able to go for a walk, smell other dogs' stuff, spread their stuff, and then smell the places where the stuff come from other dogs. That is their number one. If they can explain their favorite day, like my best day ever. I smelled some stuff.
I made some stuff.
And I got to smell this place where the stuff came from of my friends that I walked by.
Or if they go to the dog park.
Yeah. So anyway.
So you want to be a dog, Kevin?
No, I'm just thinking, wouldn't it be nice to have such a simple measurement of happiness? You know? I mean, it's crazy how happy they are when they get to do those things. And so, yeah, I walk around and I just, golly, they're just so happy just biting each other all day long and jumping on each other and wrestling, you know? Anyway, we're talking about home loans here.
Today.
Thank God.
This is the TexasHoney.com mortgage show every weekend right here on 105.3 The Fan. Hopefully sports are starting back up soon. You know what's interesting? Big Nate, that's my son, he's a golfer. He's just turned 13, so he's going to start playing
teenager.
In this AJGA, American Junior Golf Association. He's going to start playing these tournaments. So they canceled all the AJGA tournaments, and they had to reschedule them all because half the places in the country aren't open yet.
Yeah.
So they put out their new schedule, and it seems to me about 33% of all AJGA tournaments this summer
are
in Texas because there's not many states open.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are a golf state, so the golf courses I know have been doing fantastic. There's just but nonstop thralls of people going through there.
We're also a golf state.
Yes. Yeah.
I just wanted to put that
in
there.
Yeah. So people are we're a golf state and a golf state. So
wow.
Anyway, that's Bubba. That's inappropriate, Uncle Bubba.
That was nothing inappropriate.
He was trying to be appropriate, and there's nothing inappropriate about it.
I got a shout out.
You make me think too much.
I got a shout out today to Sanjay. He listens to the show every week.
Yeah.
Doing a couple loans for him. Happy birthday, Sanjay.
Happy birthday.
Hoot, hoot.
All right. That's all we got. So let's go. Happy birthday. So let's go on and start talking about questions.
Yeah, let's do it because we've got them rolling.
They're already starting. 972-387-4600. That is the number to call our office. We have loan officers here. Start helping you refinance now. We're taking about 25 days to close loans. The rest of the industry is taking 2 to 3 months. So there. If you want to close your loan fast, if you want to keep paying an extra $400 a month for the next 3 months at a higher rate, go for it. If you want to get a lower rate and close faster, that's what we're here for at TexasHoney.com. All right, Tress.
All right. But that's also our text line.
That's our text line, 972-387-4600, online, TexasLending.com.
Here we go. I have been a realtor since October.
No. Wait, whoa. I apologize to all my realtor friends. Tress just called you a realtor. She just called you a realtor. I heard it. You can't take it back. We can play it back if you want to, Tress.
I don't want to take it back. I'm okay.
They don't like being called realtors. They're realtors. Realtors.
Well, they can post their dislike for my pronunciation of their economic.
Realtor.
Yeah. I mean, they can put it on my Facebook page. I'm really okay.
So do you call it nuclear war? Nuclear?
No, I don't.
I talked to my realtor.
All right. It's a realtor.
So this guy has been able to sell and buy homes for other people since October. Okay.
Okay.
I am 61. My Social Security starts July 1st. It starts in July. I have already signed up. I get $22,000 a year. My wife works part-time, $15,000 a year. We want to buy in the $400,000 range. We have no debt and $500,000-plus portfolio. How much down payment do we need, and when can we count the Social Security income to qualify?
Okay, so you have a person on getting Social Security starting up and someone working part-time and someone who just started as a realtor. So we don't have any historical data on or documents on what kind of income they've made for the last couple of years as a realtor, right? So they just started.
They just started.
Can't use that.
Can't use any of that.
We can use Social Security. As a matter of fact, if you're getting Social Security, in many cases it can be rounded up. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So it can be rounded up in many cases. So if they're making $22,000 a year, they might be able to round that up 25% of what they're making. So that's $2,000 a month. They want to buy a $400,000 home. They want to know how much they got to. They got to know how much they got to put down. I'm going to guess that they're probably going to be $2,000. Now the wife's part time. I don't know if we can use that part time unless it's a part time for a long time.
I thought she was getting $1,500
part time
Social Security
part time.
Oh, I thought she was getting Social Security too.
No,
she works part time and gets $15,000 a year from her. Hopefully, if it's long time part time,
have to be 2 years of that.
Yeah, if they're working part time at the same job for 2 years and it's continuous, we can use that. So if that's usable, then we're up to near $4,000 a month. And at $4,000 a month, you're probably going to be able to afford, you're probably going to be approved for a $1,200 to $1,300 payment. If you don't have any other debt, I would just say that you're going to need to, you're about your maximum loan amount here based on your documental income. It looks like it's going to be about $200,000 loan.
There's another thing that they can do there. They can actually set up a draw on their investment account, and start getting a monthly draw of $6,000 or $7,000 a month. And
we
can use that income.
Potentially.
When can they start counting their Social Security?
Well, first of all, I want to say this. We cannot say how much money they're going to get from their draw. We are not financial planners.
Mm-hmm.
They might be able to talk to their financial planner and get it on a monthly draw and use that as a documentable source of income. The thing is that I was saying that they might be able to afford a $200,000 loan, but then again, the taxes they're going to be paying are taxes on $400,000. They're going to be paying 2.75% in taxes on $400,000. Well, they're going to interest rate on their mortgage. Now, here's the other option. Well, you know what? Interesting. He's 61. Here's something to consider. You might have an option in another year to be able to buy a home on a reverse mortgage. So on a reverse mortgage, they wouldn't have a payment. Right, they wouldn't have a payment on a reverse mortgage. They had to put the down payment down, but they wouldn't have a payment on a reverse mortgage. So
that's something. I didn't know you could buy a home on a reverse mortgage.
You can. Sure. You have to put the significant down payment down, and then you don't have. When I say payment, no taxes. No principal and interest payments. No principal and interest payments. There are interest charges, but they don't have to pay those charges. They get tacked on to the loan amount. So the loan is. A reverse mortgage that does not have to be paid with principal and interest. They still have to pay taxes, homeowner's insurance, and those things on the property.
I forgot how much you have to have equity.
Well, it depends on your age. It's age dependent.
Yeah, he's just 62.
And so, they would have to put a significant down payment. Your biggest challenge, though, is on this property, you're going to be paying $10,000 a year just in property taxes.
Yep.
So the property taxes on a $400,000 property are going to be nearly $1,000 a month, right? And so what they can't afford, that's the thing that they got to be worried about is can they cover $1,000 a month of property taxes plus an extra couple hundred dollars a month of homeowner's insurance. The interest that they pay on the mortgage out of $200,000 would be quite low if you're getting a purchase rate somewhere around 3% or so, where, in that ballpark. So 3% on $200,000 is a lot less than 2.75% on $400,000. So anyway, the interest that they're paying wouldn't be so awful. It's going to be more about the property taxes and insurance. And a lot of people out there, when you add your property taxes and insurance, for most people these days, they equate to more than your interest on your mortgage.
Yeah.
So just know that, do a good job of shopping your tax district you're going to be moving into. Do a good job of shopping your homeowner's insurance, and also know that when they do hit that certain age, they can get a senior discount on their property taxes.
So that's 65,
Once they're 65.
Did you say when they can start counting their Social Security income to qualify?
Well, once he
usually
gets
when you're 62, you still don't get it for six more months.
Well, we'll have to see when that income starts, but they'd have to document, it has to be documentable that it can be ongoing for more than
You have to get your Social Security award letter.
That's right. You have to have an award letter. It has
to
be documented.
Gotcha.
All right. That was a lot of stuff for a realtor friend, and good luck there. We want to be able to see if we can help you. It's going to have to be pieced together. You have to talk to an experienced loan officer who knows the slings and arrows of the mortgage business. Make sure you call TexasSunny.com today. We have a lot of experienced loan officers, especially on our purchase team. And you can also call us at 972-387-4600. You can text us. Get your text question in now. 972-387-4600. When we come back, we're going to start answering more of your questions right here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I am here with Tress, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. I'm Kevin Miller, owner CEO of TexasLending.com. We've been around for 20 years. Helping you through home loans, we went through 9/11. We went through the debacle of 2008. We went through the taper tantrum of 2013. We went through the 2018, which was one of the worst years in mortgage record. Now we're in a world with the lowest rates with maximum number of forbearances. So it's a strange world to be floating through in the mortgage world, but we are here. And you know what? Because we are floating in the mortgage world, we had our mortgage boat so that we can float in the weekend storms that we get around here.
Yeah.
Yes. So some of you, I saw a picture already on Facebook of a hail the size of four softballs.
Where?
All combined out in Wichita.
Wichita Falls.
Yeah, I was like,
last night.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. Four. It was combined. It was like one. It looked like the size of a football, like maybe a football and a half combined, and one hail thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So just make sure you're wearing a baseball cap when that high-size hail is hitting so it'll protect you. Probably not. Probably not.
But you know what? Speaking of rain,
killed by that.
My garden loves rain, and we have harvested two purple peppers off of our purple pepper plant, and
yeah.
They taste fabulous.
They're purple pepper plant, yes.
Yeah, so you cut them open, and they are, the outside is really this dark purple hue. I mean, it's kind of almost eggplant colored.
Let me ask a question. Do purple peppers taste different than green peppers?
A little bit. They kind of it has
tastes
a
like
taste.
Grapes?
It tastes like a cross between a green pepper and like a yellow bell pepper. It has a sweetness to it, and it's green on the inside. But if you leave it on the vine, it will start turning red, and it gets sweeter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we're pretty.
The redder it gets, the sweeter it gets.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good to know. You heard it here first on Tress's Gardening Today.
Purple bell peppers.
Okay, now we're back, and we have text lines open. You can text us now, 972-387-4600. We want to answer your mortgage questions. This is a mortgage show. It's a mortgage and sports show and gardening. And kitchen cabinetry.
Kitchen repair.
Okay.
And pet show.
And it's a golf show, too.
All right, Tress, what do you got?
All right, good morning. I have been in my newly built home since August 2019. I would like to refinance for a lower interest rate and use equity from my home to build a pool. But I am not at 80% loan to value. What are my options? I would like to stay away from financing my pool with pool companies or through a personal loan.
Okay, so here's your option. Since you don't have at least 20% equity, and if you get a loan for a pool and you put it on your current mortgage, you still won't have 20% equity when you close.
Right.
Your options are the home-style renovation loan. The home-style renovation loan, you can borrow up to 50% of the value of your property for improvements on the property. You can go up to 95% loan to value on your house. So if you don't have 80% equity, so what they'll do is you're going to need to get the blueprints for the pool. You're going to have to get the pool estimates, the cost of the pool. You'll have an appraiser come out and do an appraisal of the property subject to the pool being installed. And they'll say this is what the home will be worth when the pool is installed. You can borrow up to 95% of that value, 95% of what the value of the house will be when the pool is installed. And the loan can be up to 50% of the value of the house. Doesn't sound like most people don't need a pool loan up to 50% of the value of the house. So it sounds like you can get that home style renovation loan. I would suggest that you text me so I can send you a couple lenders to talk to about the home style renovation. Not everyone does them. You need to have TexasLending.com does not have the department available because you need to have a department of people that are doing a home style renovation construction loans. You need to have a construction department. And so we have a happy group of about 100 employees that kick out about 400 to 500 loans a month here. We do not have the pool department or in the construction department. Yeah. We can do cash out refinance, but this person doesn't qualify. So send me an email. The email is kmiller@texaslending.com. That is kmiller. As a matter of fact, Tress is going to text you back right now on our trusty text line. That's kmiller@texaslending.com. I can answer or send you a couple lenders that I know have the home style renovation loans. And they're still being done right now, so make sure you call us about that loan. I know when I say they're being done, I know lenders are still doing them. The interest rates are much higher on those, by the way. You're not going to be getting that 3% rate. You're probably going to be looking 4 to 5% somewhere in that ballpark for a home-style renovation loan. So there you have it. That's your answer for your pool. Good luck on getting that. Or yes, just dig a big hole in the backyard and let's wait for the weekend.
All right.
Tress.
Yeah, and send your address to Kevin, too, so we can all come over for your pool party grand opening.
Yes. We'll make sure to sit 6 feet away from you.
That's right. That's
in the
right.
pool.
In the pool.
I'll wear my thong.
Bubba.
Oh, that's a visual Bubba, I did Bubba. Not want.
And that's why he's called inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
All right. Here we go. Next. I have a fixed 15-year mortgage now with a balance of $275 at 3.35%. There are 14 years left in the loan. Is it worth refinancing to a better 15-year rate now?
So listen, this is the great time for you to be asking that question. You're at 3.35%. You could probably, on a $275,000 loan, get a loan as low as 2.5% without points right now on a 15-year refinance. If they want to pay a point, they'd probably be 1% lower. And I'm going to tell you, on a $275,000 loan, if you dropped your rate just 1%, you'd lower your interest payments by over $200 a month. From going from 3.35 to 2.375 would be around $200 a month in interest savings. So is it worth it? I think it is worth it. And they could go to a 15-year, and then we can give you the amortization schedule to pay it off in 10 if you wanted to. But you're going to save a few hundred bucks a month, Bubba. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say, or you could do maybe a little bit higher and have no closing costs.
You could do that. Maybe
and
take two and three
lower
quarters.
Lower your payment, miss a payment, you know, lower your payment.
You miss a payment after you close on a refinance.
Yes.
After you close on a refinance, you typically don't have a payment directly after
that.
Well,
he's trying to pay it off, so you'd probably put it. You could put that payment towards principal to make it work for you.
Yeah, and so you're one of those people that we say, if you got a rate of 2.5, you'd definitely be paying higher on your taxes and insurance than you would be on your interest in your mortgage.
Probably doesn't escrow.
Well, that's just $200 a month. That's a lot of money. You know, it's a couple $1,000 a year. You'd have to go make $3,000 a year on your job to take home a couple $100 a month. So,
true.
So that's like getting yourself a raise and giving more money to local establishments who might be able to use some of your generosity these days as they open back up. Tress.
Kevin.
What else you got for us?
Oh, my goodness. Aw. The last question people said, you guys are great. Thanks.
I texted that to us.
It's
that new
that
thing.
You?
Make us feel better about ourselves.
Well, nice, you know, going, Kevin.
Self-talk.
Yeah.
Positive self-talk.
Positive self-talk.
So, no, actually, I didn't text that. We appreciate
been,
that.
It's all been good, positive talk today.
Yes.
We really haven't gone. We haven't. Digress.
Well, we haven't started talking digressed. About you that much, Bubba.
We have strayed from pessimism.
About, yeah, we strayed away from the politics of the world.
Stray from politics.
All right. We have time for another one.
I have realized that the thing that does make me most unhappy and anxious, most unhappy and anxious, is when I turn on the TV.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's why we don't watch
it. Or when I read headlines. Like, I'll turn on some of these, I'll put on some of these websites, and every... And I've watched some of these websites for years, and they always try to scare you into just not wanting to be a human anymore. And so, you know, I said, you know, I'm doing my best to – when I say doing my best, I just would like to just grab an old book from about the 1800s and, you know, read some Nathaniel Hawthorne novel or something, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know? Thoreau, just read some old poems or something like this. Just get away from this stuff.
Ooh, Robert Frost.
So anyway, this is also a language poet and literature show. Okay, Tress.
Right? Okay, I have a 2.7% interest rate on a VA mortgage, and I closed July 15th. Is that rate beatable?
No.
That's about as good as you're going to find.
That's awesome.
You know, and we'd like to offer better. It's just that the VAs are not seeing money. We have rate sheets, and those rate sheets will show a range of rates from 2.25 up to 5.25. Okay, that's for a conventional loan, and you're gonna have to pay 1.5 to get 2.25 on a 15-year fixed. A 30-year, those rates we're seeing between 2.625 and 5.25, but you're gonna have to pay a point to get down there in the you know, you don't have to, if you don't pay a point, you probably are on 2.875. The lowest rate what we're seeing quotable that we're seeing quotable on a 30-year VA is like 2.625. So that would be with a probably with a point or something like this. 2.75 for a lot of folks, you don't even have to pay a point right then on a VA purchase. Depends on your credit score, of course. There's a lot of things, loan size. But the 2.75 is about as good as we see right now on the rate sheet for VA. So that's good. They're in a good spot.
Still pretty stinking good.
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, there are still a lot of investors out there and servicers who aren't doing VAs below certain credit scores. Mm-hmm. And same thing with FHA. But there are, it's opening back up. There are investors coming back in and stepping into that arena. They just got spooked by all the forbearance because they have to pay the payments for you. The lenders are paying your mortgage. When you're not paying your mortgage, the lenders are paying them. A lot of them are in danger of insolvency and going out of business. Your lender that you're not paying is in danger of not being there anymore because they're paying everyone's mortgage payments and it crushes their cash requirements. And when they don't have cash, they can't get credit lines. They can't get credit lines. They have to shut down. So they have to go out and then borrow money to get cash. And then they have to pay interest on that money they're borrowing so that they can pay your payment for you. That's a long story. So we can get into forbearance at a different time because this is a positive show today. we'll be negative next week.
Okay. Yeah. I'm for that. Oh, and thank you, Mr. VA Mortgage Question. Thank you for serving our country.
Make sure you text us because all the text lines are now open. All of them. All of the text lines are at 972-387-4600. You can all text there at one time. It won't get blocked. So make sure you text now. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com for the lowest rates we've ever seen. Yes, you may apply today, and we are closing loans. And about as fast as I know anyone's closing them, we have throttled our marketing to conform to the number of employees that we have to be able to help and serve you. We could be taking about three times as much business if I had everything on that normally runs. But we've throttled it back so that we can manage your business and your phone call.
Can I say something here?
No.
No.
Okay. So you made a great hire when you hired Aaron Gore to be our operations manager. Mm-hmm. He has really got the underwriting and processing thing in tune.
Yeah.
Great hire. Good job, Kevin.
Well, I appreciate that. And we have a lot of great people. Our people are fantastic. We have loan officers closing 30-plus loans a month right now.
Dag nab.
Yeah. So, yes. Yes.
It's too much stress. Too much stress. I mean.
Oh, hey,
yeah. Too much stress.
Don't drag me into this.
We got to go to a break. Get your text questions in now. 972-387-4600. Coming back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We are here to share with you all the happiness of home loans, and you can call us at 972-387-4600. You can text us there. The texts are starting to come in.
Yes. Well, they're still
in throngs. The unlimited text lines. Tress, we can answer your questions for you if you want to text us. Again, 972-387-4600. If you want to skip that and go right to a loan officer, they are here for you. At that same number, you can go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We will call you right back. Tress.
All right. If my tax appraisal increased to $194,000 and I only owe like $150,000, should my PMI stop?
Your PMI will stop when your loan amount goes 22% below your original loan amount. So let's say you got a loan of $200,000, all right, and that drops to about $156,000, right? Or so, yeah, $156,000. Once your loan amount drops below, is at 22% of the original loan amount, or 78% of the original loan amount, once your loan amount is 78% of the original loan amount, it's automatically supposed to come off. Now, if your home value went up, it's only going to come off if you refinance the house. It's just not going to come off. You can't call up and say, my home went up in value, I want to drop my PMI. It's based on your loan amount versus your original loan amount. I'm sorry, your original appraised value of the house. So if your appraised value of the house was $200,000, and you owed 180, you need to get it under 78% of the value of the house. 78% of the value of the house, of the original appraised value, not your whatever it's gone up to now in your neighborhood. So you'll have to refinance it. you might want to refinance that because rates have dropped. And there's only a couple times where you potentially got a lower – well, actually, you could never got a lower rate than now except for the first week of March. That was the only time that rates hit their all-time low like they're at right now. This is the lowest rates right now this week as of this week. All week they were really great where they've been this low.
Wow.
Yeah. So make sure you call TexasLending.com. Go online and apply. Right now, 972-387-4600. Tress.
All right. If I refinance my house, how long do I have to wait to sell my house after I refinance?
You can sell it right away if you want. I just know that lenders and your loan officer, if you did a loan, the loan officer got a commission, and if you sell it really right away, they're going to have to repay their commission for doing your loan. That affects the loan officers. It affects other people. There is no requirement of how long after you refinance you can sell your house. I can tell you this, though. If you have your home listed, you're not getting a refinance done right now. If you have your home listed for sale, you're not going to be able to get it refinanced. If you've already closed and you're refinancing, you want to list it, that's a different story. Tress.
All right. My girlfriend and I got a loan on a house that she lives in, excuse me, last August. It's a $265,000 loan. She would like to refinance to get it in her name and has had a steady job and a credit score of about 650. Our old rate was 4.5%. What do you think she could do with a 30-year rate, and what would the loan look like to just straight refinance?
Well, she's got the income to qualify. The 650 credit score is the thing that's going to affect you most here, right? And so 650 score on a 265 loan is probably going to be somewhere, they're probably looking somewhere in the 3 3/8 range. So if they're at what was the rate? Old rate was 4.5. So it looks like she could save 1% on 265. Again, that's going to be over $200 a month in interest savings if she went back to a 30-year loan. So that would be an option. If she has the income to qualify. So it says, my girlfriend and I got a loan on a house, and his girlfriend wants to put it in her name. So he wants to take him off the loan. And so if she has the income to qualify, she could do it. Yeah. And so, yeah, she should be able to save some money even with that low credit score of 650.
I also want to know, what would the lawn look like? Just straight refinance.
Well, what would the lawn look like? I guess Siri must have spelled it automatically.
Get some Scott's 3-in-1 and fertilizer. Yeah. It'll make it look good.
But do it right before it rains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it today.
Right.
All right. 972-387-4600. That's your text line. Go online and text us. Or
I need to do that.
Call us at 972-387-4600. Text us at the same number.
Yes.
Go online and apply, TexasLending.com. Yes.
All right. I have a 30-year I'm sorry. Are we ready for the next one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My bad. I have a 30-year fixed 3.75% first home loan closed July 2019 for $750,000.
Wow.
100% doctor's loan. Do current refinance rates make it worth refinancing now? Thanks.
Well, they got a loan in July in last year. Their loan was $750,000. Here's the problem is jumbo loans are non-existent. They're non-existent. And if it is being done, it's being done by a bank that's portfolio in the loan, and they're probably not going to get much better rate than you got last year. The banks and the servicers are already paying people's mortgages for them right now because 7.5% of all mortgages are in forbearance. I talked to someone this week. They said, I could make my payment. I just decided to go into forbearance.
Well,
unfortunately,
geez.
It's going to show up in their credit. Here's the problem. It might not show as a negative payment on your payment, but it will say forbearance. And lenders will make that determination of whether they're going to give you a loan in the future if you have a forbearance.
12 months.
So you, this person here, the banks don't want to be paying jumbo loan payments for people. A lot of people who are self-employed get jumbo loans and such, mm-hmm. and they do not want to be making payments on $750,000 mortgages. Thus, there are not
issuing them.
They are not issuing jumbo loans right now. I talked to one of the servicer investors the other day, and they said we might kick them off again in January next year doing jumbo loans. So a lot of jumbo loans not available in the market. You might be able to call around and get a 5-1 ARM by somebody doing it. You'd have to go into some kind of – I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where you'd get that.
I know where there's someone doing a 5-1 ARM right now. I know a bank that's doing them, but it's not a fixed rate. It's a 5-1 ARM. Just right mortgage. So this person, you're at 3.75. It's a pretty good rate for a jumbo loan, by the way.
Yes, it is.
And if you can just hang tight until the jumbo market opens back up. I'm thinking, you know, Texas should be back rocking here by about July. It should just be full throttle. That's my anticipation. Well, there's other parts of the country that aren't even opening up until July. So rates should be low for a while so we can all buy their foreclosed properties up in Michigan. Okay. I just said that out loud. Sorry. All right. So
we're digressing.
We had to stay positive. Positive, positive. All right. You too can have a log cabin next to a big lake in Michigan. Okay. Trust.
Oh, trust.
But you wouldn't want to live there.
Not right now.
A lot of flooding.
All right, Tress.
Okay, Kevin.
You have any more questions for us, Tress?
I do. I'm sorry. My mind's recovering from all you guys. Okay. I have a conventional loan of $200,000 with a $150,000 balance. No PMI, 4.5% rate, 3 years into the loan. What can I save with a new lower rate? 750 score, or could I shorten my years and be at around the same payment?
Yep. Possibly.
Yep.
That person's at 4.5,
yep,
and $150,000 loan. They might be able to get that with that loan size. They might find a loan somewhere around 2.75. 2.75 in a 15-year?
Not 150. Oh, in a 15-year, yeah.
Yeah, 15-year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if they went to a 15-year, they can probably go around 2.75. It's nearly a 2%.
Are they on a 30-year now?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So they have 27 years left.
I know.
And if they went 15-year, it might be a great option for them.
They could go with a 25-year and...
be in the low threes.
Yep, be in the low threes.
Yep, on your loan size. It is worth it.
It is worth it.
And if you want to, you can ask for inappropriate Uncle Bubba. When you call, you have to ask for Gary Alexander. That's his stage name, Gary Alexander. His legal name is inappropriate Uncle Bubba. And so when you call TexasLending.com, ask for Gary Alexander, and he will call you back after the show.
Yes, I'll be here.
Yep. Yeah. And we have loan officers here, too. You can call now. If you don't like inappropriate Uncle Bubba because of inappropriateness, you can call and ask to a regular appropriate loan officer, 972-387-4600. Tress is giving me the finger.
Kevin, that is.
That means she's pointing,
she's
at,
pointing
the
at the clock. Okay, she's pointing at the clock. She's pointing at the clock.
Break.
She's pointing her finger at the clock, which means that we have to go to a break. We will go to a break, and we will come back and answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 153 The Fan. This sounds like a reggae version or a hip-hop version of Copacabana. Anyway, we are back. And we wish we could have heard more of the Copacabana cover song. Anyway, we're here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, Tress Collins. And we want to answer your questions for you. And we have all text lines open at 972-387-4600. Tress. Are there any more questions for us?
We do. We have a question. Are you ready?
We are ready.
All right. 30-year FHA loan with $129,000 remaining at 3.26%. Are rates lower now?
There are some lower rates conventional. They might be able to take that 3.26 lower. You know, if they drop that rate, if they lowered $129,000 loan, if they lowered the rate by 1%, they'd save $100 a month in interest. I don't think they're going to be able to drop $129,000 loan by 1% right now.
Mm-mm.
But that doesn't mean it can't be that way in another week or two. There is always a chance that rates could do.
Or if you could lower your term, that would be the thing.
Yeah, maybe go lower in term. But at 3.2, it says 3.26.
That's about
3.25. That's pretty darn good. Even streamline refinances and RFHA are harder to get lower than that because on a streamline, we have to roll in all your closing costs into the rate. It's just not. You have to bring it to closing, right?
Right.
So on a streamlined refinance, either all has to be rolled into the rate, not on your loan amount, or it has to be paid at closing. And so for a lot of people, it's not every one of them, but some of them. So anyway, that person, three and a quarter, you're at a pretty good spot. Stay tuned. If mortgage rate drop another quarter, you might be able to go to a 15-year, drop 1% on that thing. We'll see. It's not there yet. Not for your loan size and your loan type. Tress.
All right. What kind of interest rate can I expect? I have a balance of $97,000 on a home valued at $213,000, interest rate of 4.8%. I'm looking to add a $24,000 loan onto it with my credit score is 683.
All right. Drink more cold brewed coffee.
I know.
You know, it's that late show stumble. By Tress Collins. No, we are We are. This person wants to get $24,000 on top of their $97,000 loan. It is possible they're going to drop their rate. They're at 4.8 right now. If they got $124,000 or $120,000 loan, Bubba, what suggestions do you have for someone that has a $213,000 value and they have a loan of, they're going to get a loan of 120?
Well, the problem is going to be the loan level pricing adjustments at 683. And to be, you know, to tell you what that is, it's basically on cash outs, they hit you for the lower credit scores.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, though.
And it all depends on the LTV on how it looks.
Here's what I'm going to say. If your loan to value is below 60% of your appraised value, which in this case they might actually get a loan at 60% of the value of the it's worth 213. So 60% of that's going to be around it's going to be 127,000. So they might be able to stick those closing costs in there and stay under 60% of the value. If you do that, you're going to get the best possible, even with a 683 score, you're not going to have a hit for your credit score. You're not going to have a hit for your loan to value at a 60% loan to value. There are no loan level price adjustments. When I say loan level price adjustments, what are those? Fannie Mae passes along interest rate charges if your loan amount is above 60% of the value of your house. That's for a purchase or a refinance. For every 5% above 60%, your rate can go up. On a cash out refinance, for your credit score, every 10 points below 740, your rate can go up until your loan to value is below 60%. When your loan to value is below 60%, there are no credit score and there are no loan to value adjustments. They might be able to get a really good rate and get the cash that they're looking for. When I talk a really good rate, they probably could be at 3.5 or lower for a cash out refinance. They need to call Gary. Call our office. Gary is the cash out expert. Done more in Texas than anyone over the years. And you can call us at 972-387-4600 and go to his voicemail. He'll call you after the show.
Bye-bye. Okay, we can squeeze in these last two, I think. What loans are available for teachers? Income-to-debt ratio because of student loans seems to be a problem. Parent is a co-signer on student loans. Any options?
Boa.
There's not really any per se bond loans right now during this time for teachers. There's just your standard 3% down.
3.5% down for FHA, 3% down for conventional.
Right. The student loan, I think it depends on if you can show if your mom's paying for them or not.
Well, listen, the student loan, if the payment's on your credit report and we can document the payments are being paid, the mortgage approval software will determine whether you can qualify for the loan with a student loan. If you've already been denied a loan because student loans, there's a good chance it might be wherever you go. But we want to take a look at it. We can take a look and see what those student loans are, how it's showing up in the credit report, and see what you can do to qualify for that mortgage. But
call up here and ask for William Cobb. He's here, and he's an excellent.
Yes, he's one of our people on our purchase team, our home purchase team. They focus on 100% of their business is home purchase loans. They're not going to be bogged down by all the refinances that the refinance team is doing. So they're going to continue to help you get pre-approved. One of the reasons that our home purchase business is back to 100% because our guys, our ladies and folks are all focusing on purchase business. Tress.
All right, here we go. I recently got behind on a few bills, and it took me about 4 to 5 months to get back on track. I have been current for 2 months, but my credit score took about a 110-point hit. Credit Karma says it's 598. What can I do? Anything to work out a cash refinance?
You're going to need to get that score above 620 right now to be able to qualify for any cash out refinance. And you're not going to have a good deal at 620. Preferably you're over 660 and getting a really good rate, Bubba.
Yeah. So the issues is the approval, sir, and depending on what the equity is, like we talked about, the value of the home and the credit score.
Yeah. We've run out of time. But this person, again, call us. We can take a look at it for you. That 598, you're going to need to get that score higher. But we can take a look at it for you under a mortgage score, not Credit Karma, because Credit Karma is not used for mortgages. TexasLending.com. Go online and apply today. We're happy to spend this time with you. We're looking forward to seeing you next week here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.